نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Covenants based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing presently on the first sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains in one part of it the importance of the revolutionary nature of the Quran. That Quran, the Holy Quran, is saving in a way the revolution that was started by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's always giving those milestones for people who are going in that direction. Otherwise, people can be misguided, they might lose hope, they might lose track. And all of that. And of course, we discussed that there are a group of people who say that the Quran cannot be understood at all without the help of narrations. And we answered that with various arguments. One of them was, the last one that we mentioned was, that if that was the case, then if we look at the narrations that have come to explain verses of the Quran, we'll find that there are very few verses that would have narrations specifically explaining what that verse means. That would mean that the majority of the Quran would be rendered useless, which is absolutely a wrong statement, which is also not logical.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Another example, another proof for the fact that the Quran is something that can be understood itself, is because the Quran itself has said that it's the criterion. It's a criterion, basically. Furqan. Okay, it's the criteria to explain you what is right and what is wrong, what is correct and what is false. Also, we've got narrations from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam telling us that if you want to understand our statements and our words and our narrations, then you need the Quran. Now, if you are not able to understand the Quran, then how would you be able to explain and understand those narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam without the Quran? Once again, this is you can see that those people who claim to have such beliefs and thoughts are wrong in the way they are thinking. So generally, what we are trying to say is that, oh people, do not fall for the arguments of for groups that want to separate you from the Quran, because the Quran is a very powerful source of light and guidance. It is that thing that has kept Islam alive till today. Definitely we cannot deny that. The Holy Quran has played a great role. It is this very reading and pondering on the verses of the Quran that has saved the Muslim Ummah and has kept it to where it is. We need to differentiate between two things. There is one concept, and that is that the concept of not being able to understand the Quran in totality without the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. This is one concept. And the other concept is the requirement of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, then the need of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam in explaining certain verses of the Quran. These two concepts have to be completely, they're two completely different statements. The first statement blocks all doors of understanding for people. The second statement opens the door of understanding, but also leaves room for explanation and depth and guidance from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, if you notice this sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali alayhi salam explains that the Quran has got different types of verses. It has got mutashabih, it has muhkam, it has got nasikh, it has mansukh, and all of these different types of verses. And then he explains the importance of the statements of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in taking and making use of the verses of the Quran and trying to understand them. Now, when Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying this, what does he mean? He means exactly what we've explained in the context, without falling into any of the extremes. So, yes, we've understood the idea that definitely certain verses of the Quran need explanation. So, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أقم الصلاة لدلوك الشمس إلى غسق الليل وقرآن الفجر. You know, that you should pray salah, okay, when the sun is going towards the setting position, and when the night falls and it becomes dark, and the Quran recitation of the morning time. So here, certain the mufassirin come and explain that these verses are showing us the times of prayers. Okay, the different times of prayers. But the verse itself, which is talking about the times of prayers here, it is not telling us about how to pray, okay, where to pray, okay, on what to pray. None of these things have been explained. What types of clothes to wear. These things are not inside the verse. These need, therefore, a teacher to come and explain. And today, you see Muslims, how they prayed in a special way, that is not there in the Quran, in its details. It is there from the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And that is what Allah expects us. He expects us to try and understand the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam with regards to the Quran. Also, we have various other verses. That was one verse regarding the prayers. There are others regarding the Hajj. There are others regarding the fast. And all of these verses, the majority of them are not. They do not have all the different dimensions of explaining how to perform that act of worship, because, of course, the explainer and the mubayyin and the muallim of the Quran, it's his job to now and come and explain and to expound on those issues. What is important, therefore, is for us to understand that the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt raise our level of understanding and raise our level of, grasping. And therefore, when a person who reads the narrations and then comes and reads the Quran, of course, he has much more depth and much more strength in what he is trying to understand from those verses. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He always keeps us together with the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. In all our aspects of life. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه